Proverbs 7:24-27 says, "Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Now, first note that sin means that your heart must decline to her ways. You are lowering yourself. It also says you must go astray in her paths. It's as though you know the way to get where you're going, and you're on the right road, and then you just dart off on an exit and start down a different road. Obviously, you will not arrive at your desired destination. And you're also heading into the bad part of town, simply endangering yourself for no good reason. And the wise person will not have to learn every lesson through experience. Most of the time, we ought to observe the lives of others and avoid their errors. For Proverbs 7, again, verse 26 says, "For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her." And I've mentioned a couple of men that I knew personally who destroyed their lives in this same manner, and I could give many more examples. But there is forgiveness. We want to stress that. If anyone listening to this has made bad choices, you've gone off the right way and gone astray, you've declined into sin, God can and will forgive the repentant heart. As Jesus said in Matthew 9:13, "For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus died on the cross in your place, shedding his blood to pay for your sins. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now the moment you turn to him with repentance and faith, repentance toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe on that gospel for forgiveness of sins, you are forgiven, and you are at that moment saved from hell. The same forgiveness is offered to Christians who stumble and fall into sin as well. But if you reject God's offer of free grace and eternal salvation from sin, your pathway is the highway to hell. As we read in verse 27, "Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." We don't like the idea of hell, but that doesn't change the reality. And the fact is, it's a choice you make. If you ignore or simply reject the forgiveness offered by God through the blood of His only begotten Son, you are choosing the way to hell. You are choosing to go down to the chambers of death, specifically the second death. As Revelation 21:8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." You see, these are people who refuse to repent. But the Apostle Paul lays out the plain, simple truth in a passage. The final verse is a well-known verse, but the previous verses set the table. Romans 6:20-23 says, "For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." It's that simple. Choose life. Because of the cross of Jesus Christ and the victory accomplished in His bodily resurrection from the dead, we have everlasting life. There's really no reason at all for anyone to go to hell.